Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 36 and I'm going to title this one, The New Garden. Now I know it's been a while since my last podcast, of which I do apologise. I put a post a few days ago on the website. Basically explaining, I've just moved house and only just got internet back up and running. And of course, with a new house means a new garden, of which was the bulk of the post the other day. So I'm just going to quickly talk about this new garden that I've got. Now, new garden is a lot bigger than what I had before. This means I'm going to be able to grow a lot more vegetables at home. Now I've turned over a small area of the total area I'm going to be turning over and just put some horse manure on it, and I've just potted a courgette plant, a couple of sweet potatoes, a couple of tomato plants in there, just to get something growing really. Just to make the most of it at the time, for the time being. I've turned over some more, so I've got to put some horse manure on that as well. Eventually, the whole sort of area that I want to turn over will become the veg plot at home. Now, when I moved house, a lot of the trees and things I had in pots have came with us, so we haven't lost those, and they're still doing really well. Got apples developing, peaches developing, blueberries developing. Although blueberries aren't doing so well this year, I have to admit. And raspberries developing and so on. And the herbs are doing really well. So we've been quite lucky in and gained these. Now on the post the other day, I mentioned about this small greenhouse that came with the plot in the garden. I've put some grow bags in there and just grown some plants on it. It's more of a cold frame or potting shed, I guess, with quite a large window. But I quite like it. And so I'm going to be in there. I put some grow bags and it's got a melon and a few chilies and tomatoes and cucumelon and so on. So this is really quite good. I'm going to use this obviously during the winter for storing plants that need a bit more care. Things like the bananas that I've never managed to get through a winter, I might have more luck this way. So that's the plan. I also, when I inherited this garden, inherited a compost bin that was full. I've yet to empty it, but nonetheless, I'm lucky enough to have that. My father also donated a couple more compost bins, which I'm filling up one of them, but I've set both of them up. There's a rhubarb plant just in front of a small shed here. Now, the shed is a 6x4, and it's got about 2 foot in front of it. So the plan is, with this area, I've got to move the shed and move the rhubarb, which would be a winter job. And I'm going to pot, and I've brought this already, a 6x6 greenhouse, a proper greenhouse. This arrived at the weekend. I've just got to build it once I'm ready. But I got it now in order to use a certain boost on a point system at a supermarket. Little bit of a tip for everyone out there, if you want to get away of getting a cheap item, is to use these things to your advantage. Overall, I'm really quite glad to have moved and have this bigger garden. I just can't believe how much bigger it is compared to what I had before, and how lucky we are to have it. Obviously, at the moment, it's a bit on the developmental side, but eventually you'll be coming along with a ride as I go with it, and develop this garden into the veg grown side of things. So I think I'm going to head up to the allotment. Okay, so the allotment. Now, I've been doing most of my growing up at the allotment, as you may well know, even since my last one. And I've been planting up various things. Potatoes have all been doing really well, getting quite a few potatoes out of them, bit by bit, nice and early, and so on. It's a bit hard to know where to start, really, because it's been so long since my last one. But basically, I've covered everything in mulch. I've planted brassicas, but I didn't net them, and they got eaten by birds, and weeds have grown mentally because I haven't had the time to weed them, and so on. Same as between the carrots and the parsnips. But it's not a brilliant answer, obviously, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Hopefully this weekend I'll be able to spend some time up there and de-weed it. The garlics have done okay. They've not been a brilliant crop up here. And I, for some reason, I can't get a brilliant crop growing up here. That being said, the chives have done fantastic this year so far. Apart, I think, because of the really thick layer of horse manure I laid down over everything, really seems to have done a world of good. Pretty much all the beds have been planted up. The peas and broad beans were doing well. I noticed the other day when I popped up there, the broad beans, it looks like something had been trampled on some and knocked most of them over, eaten the beans and so on. This happened to a breeder next door as well a couple of weeks ago, so it's possibly a badger or something. So I've had a few broad beans, but nothing to really, not as much as I did last year, I'll put it like that. A bit annoyed, but that's nature for you. It's the art of growing things. That being said, I've been harvesting spinach and chard, loads and loads of it. So that's doing really well. The spinach, some I've grown in amongst the broad beans, and they're a bit sheltered from the sun biome, but the ones that are sheltered aren't doing as good, or as much, but they are a lot more flavourful, I've noticed. I don't know if a shading helps. I don't know. I'm not a fantastic person for that. onions, I've been harvesting a few onions just as the stalk bends over. Dig them up and I've placed them in my greenhouse to dry them out. And they've been doing okay, actually. Probably the best year I've had for onions. But they're still not as massive as what I would like, but they're okay. They're good. Leeks are doing well, still a bit on the thin side, but they're definitely benefiting with the extra manure this year. And the chicken pellets. So, all in all, that's quite a good lesson I've learned, is that the extra nitrogen that you gain from these few things is worth the effort. Gooseberries, I've netted the gooseberries before the birds got to them, and I actually managed to get some gooseberries out of them, which I'm really glad about. First year I've managed to do that. And the tayberries and the loganberries have just came into season, so I'm harvesting those, and quite a few of them again. They're doing well. Probably not as much as people who've got well-established ones. I'm hearing stories of sort of 6 kilos of tayberries, but nevertheless, they're doing well. thing I did set up is with an old sink, I put a bucket underneath it and then got a solar powered water pump that just pumps water back up into the sink. And I've put a watercress plant in that to see if I can grow watercress. The plant seems to be living just, but it's, I don't know, it doesn't seem to be doing brilliantly. Or not at all, but there's plenty of roots growing, so it's a bit of a weird one. I'm going to have to go and do some research on what's happening there, because I'd be very interested. But again, it's interesting as to what's going wrong. Strawberries, I've put a couple of strawberries in hanging baskets on the shed. They haven't fruited, but they are growing. They're okay. Now, I believe in my last one, I did, or possibly even a video, I said I've ran some pipe from a water butt on the top and with a timer, and that seems to be doing really well. I've just got to remember to keep putting water into the water butt when I go there. But that is actually watering things and kept and meant I haven't had to water anything except for those in buckets and bottles, pots even, and things. So the system does work. I'm really quite impressed with it. And it's quite simple. It's just using gravity. It's not as good as mains powered, of course, but we'll come to that as and when. Now, a few weeks ago, we had a break-in at the allotment. Somebody broke into both of our sheds. Only took my wind-up radio and little bits of stupid little things, electronics. Not the end of the world, but it really does make you question how good things are when it... not even how good things are, what you want to keep up there. When this happens, it's quite gut-wrenching to think that somebody could come into somewhere where you work hard, you pay hard, and take your belongings. I hate thieves. I really hate thieves. But unfortunately, in this world, they are a part of life. Just hope they get their comeuppance. On another note, another thing that happened is my hoe snapped in half, which is a bit of a bugger because I quite liked that hoe, but I can't do anything about it. I just have to get another one. I'm using the other one we got up there for the time being, but I will get another one. So with that, my next thing is to tell you I've got some news. Now, as I've moved house, I've moved to a slightly different area, not only a couple of miles down the road, but a different town. I now live in Littlehampton. One of the very first things I did was apply for an allotment in Littlehampton, and a few days later I picked up the keys for a new allotment. Now, it's very, very weedy, and I'm talking 4 foot high grass and what have you, but in amongst it are a few raspberry canes and gooseberry bushes and Jerusalem, no, not Jerusalem artichokes, globe artichokes. I've started work on the allotment already. I've taken photos and done a few videos, of which I will be putting online probably near the weekend, just to show you what's happening. And the idea behind this, for all you guys out there, I'm going to show you again, from beginning to end, what happens on an allotment. So please keep an eye out for that and put your ideas towards me. I'm quite excited to have an allotment again, all of my own. It's a bit smaller to what than what I'm used to, but I'm hoping with what I got at home I can live with it. I'm also excited that both this allotment and my home, I'm starting from scratch, and I'm starting from scratch with you guys. So you have a record from where I began to where it ends up like. Now, on this, on the notes for, on the blog post for this podcast, I will put a picture of the allotment, just so you got to see what I started out with. So please do go and have a look at that and comment. And keep an eye out for the video in a few days. So with that, I'm going to wrap up for today. It's been a bit quick as I've got I don't really know where to start. And again, I apologise for it being so long since my last podcast again. Things do get in the way. But now we're getting back on track. I'll be hopefully getting better at doing this. So, the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Please go and visit, sign up to comment. It costs you nothing. There's a forum. There's also all the podcasts and all my posts, including recipes. If you want to contact me directly, it's richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. So thanks for listening. Thank you and goodbye.